This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I will tell you, we are finally official. On Monday, the 17th of April, we go national. And so we go up on the satellite. Other stations can grab the show. And I will tell you, there's been a mad dash for the program, and I'm happy to report that. So thank you guys for keeping me doing this. And, you know, just making it worthwhile, because as I've said before, it certainly isn't about the money, and getting on satellite isn't about the money. It costs a lot of money to be on satellite, but the network that picked me up pays for that. And then, of course, they make their money back in advertising revenue. So the only reason why they do that is when they feel like the show is of value, they can sell it themselves. And, you know, and get their money back. And that's the way it works. It's capitalism. And I have no problem with that. Everybody gets their little pound of flesh. And, of course, I don't have to pay for that satellite time. So it's a win-win. And that allows us to get in more markets. And I'm going to tell you, the guys that are beating on our doors to get in have said, Kevin, get on satellite and then we'll, you know, we'll look at picking up the show. Well, we're there. And guess what? We'll be expanding. So I'll let you know, as I said, we've added Utah, we've added Minnesota, we've added Atlanta, we obviously back in Florida and some areas. So we'll keep you posted on those. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. You conservatives, you gun-toting Bible thumpers too. And of course, we have liberals who listen to the program. Some mostly in stealth mode. A few of them have outed themselves and they've told me, hey, Kevin, I'm a leftist, but I listen to the program and, you know, you make a lot of sense. I got to admit, I agree with you a lot of the time. And then there's the occasional, you know, Charlie Brown's teacher, not even worth mentioning who those fools are. And I smack them upside the head. I supersize the heads. Pow! Yeah. I say, go to McDonald's and say that. Now, tell them you need 5 Big Macs to feed that big old head because I pump them up. Bang! Yeah, baby. Anyway, you know what I was thinking about today? I was looking through the news cycle, and I told you guys we've got this, and we don't do it religiously, I should, but we've been trying to get the front page of my Google feed every day, so that, because I'll probably write a book about it or something, who knows, but we've been getting that just to show you how people view Donald Trump, and how the media just hammers a guy who is a pretty accomplished guy. Look, don't misunderstand me. There may be business people that go, I don't like Donald Trump because, you know, I got messed around on this. Trump seems to think if you feel like you got a pretty good deal, everybody's good to go. I'll give you a good example. You go to the store, you buy something. I can promise you in retail, if you bought it at a regular store, the markup on it is crazy. It's crazy. You buy something that costs you $25. It probably only costs $5 for the retailer. $5 to $10 max. Okay? Now, it seems like a lot of profit, but at the end of the day, it isn't, because they've got inventory carrying costs, they've got employees, etc. But it's a big markup on what you could theoretically pay if you could cut out the middleman. The problem is, they do us a service by bringing all these middlemen together, putting all their products in one place and saying, come and check it out. And we're willing to pay for that, right? That's the way it works. So that's the system. They got to make money, but you feel like it's a good negotiation. So there's some people that feel like, oh, Donald Trump took advantage of me. But you know what? They got out of it what they got out of it. But for the most part, Donald Trump, I mean, you could, people would go, well, you know, Kevin, his family life. Look, the guy's been divorced. Most people I know have been. But I look at outcomes. I look at his kids. I go, wow, those are some pretty good kids. I know people whose fathers are not nearly as wealthy as Donald Trump, and their kids are jacked up, man. I mean, just crazy. feeling privileged. And, you know, just on the surface, these seem like very ordinary kids. Don't misunderstand me. They're silver spoon kids, no question. But Trump has taught them, daddy's not just going to give everything to you. You're going to get a lot because I've done a lot. But you're going to have to earn some things. And he set a high bar for the Trump kids. And I will tell you, I think every one of them at this point has jumped over that bar. So, but the left, to hear him talk about Donald Trump, you'd think that he was like a derelict, like the guy didn't pay his child support for half his life, or, you know, who knows? There's no end. And what's interesting is that, contrast that to what you would do, say, about Obama. You've got an accomplished billionaire. And I'm not trying to drive that point home. We know Trump's a billionaire, but he's an accomplished dude versus a guy who was a community organizer. And ask yourself how the world viewed Obama versus the world viewing Donald Trump. The world viewed Obama as, you would think that these two guys were exactly the opposite, that Trump was a failed community organizer who effectively lied his way into politics by tricking people. Barack Obama did in his Senate campaign, exposing records of people, doing all these very, I don't know what you call it, back, you know, underhanded, under the table acts to get himself elected and put a ruse out on people. You could literally change these two people's lives and they would fit perfectly in terms of the way that the media and the world treat them. Donald Trump has led a stellar life in comparison to Barack Obama. Yet, Barack Obama's the guy that the world looks at is like, ooh, that is ridiculous. That, like I told you, that is opposite world, bizarro world, whatever you want to call it. You have a failed community organizer who became a failed president. That's what it boils down to. People can talk about, Kevin, you're jealous. I'm telling you the facts. And you want to boil it down, as I've said. Unless you are gay or Muslim, the only way you could look at Barack Obama as a success is if you are a gay person or Muslim. That's it. Other than that, he failed every demographic outside of that. And the only way you can look at the gay Muslim thing is if you're looking at it from a social perspective, because if you're looking at it from an economic perspective, you then can only be Muslim. Because they are the people who come over now. They essentially ride the wave of liberalism, and we pay for it. That's the only group that has benefited across the board. Because gays have suffered. Their businesses suffered under Obama, and you name it. So you look at what Trump is doing, and you say to yourself, what are you complaining about? But they are. Totally complaining. So today, we're going to do an introspection on Donald Trump. Trump News is what I'm calling it. Because I went out and looked at the things that they were talking about on the Google feed, and it was the most shocking today than it has been any day. If you don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
They call it the circus. Now, the whole thing of it was they had started following Donald Trump. And this is like some Showtime or HBO series. I don't know which. I don't even watch it. I don't. But, and I'll tell you, the little glimpses I get during commercial breaks on whatever channel that it's on are interesting to me from an editorial point of view, because they show a guy, I forget his name, I've seen his face before, and he's doing something similar to what I'd like to do. I'd like to travel around the country and poll people on various issues around Trump, especially conservatives. This guy sits in with audiences, in my opinion, that are built against conservatives, and he gets surprised every time. The little clips they show, as I said during the thing, they get surprised. The number of people, like he says, how many people believe that Russia, you know, influenced our elections? And he'll have like 20 people in there and only three hands go up. And now that's going to be overlooked in how they're presenting the show, because immediately he goes, okay, why do you think? And then they let the guy talk us to, well, I just think that we need to understand what Russia did to influence our elections, blah, 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 blah. You know, and it's some college kid that knows nothing about it and is only giving talking points. And they're never going to correct it. And we need something like that on the right. But anyway, they call the show The Circus. Now, they began following the campaign before, you know, the election actually came through. And, of course, the idea there was it was going to be Hillary Clinton who'd win. Now, my question to you, and again, I don't know what it was called. I don't know if it was called The Circus then, so I'm really speaking on speculation here. But here's what I'll tell you. If Hillary Clinton had won, thank you, Jesus, she didn't. But if Hillary Clinton had won, I can guarantee you that show would not be called The Circus. They would call it, you know, it would be something uplifting, like the championship, you know, or you come up, y'all are just as clever as I am, but you get what I'm saying. It would not be, there would be no way they would allude to it being a circus. They would allude to it as being the war and how she overcame, how she won. It would, you know, Helen of Troy or something. They'd give it some sort of a thematic element that showed Hillary Clinton overcame all the odds and she did it. And then the way they follow her would be magical. It would be magical. She squashed all of the opposition in terms of the theories around her scoundrel nature, you know, and all this. Whether it was Benghazi or whether it was the email scandal or whatever, it's all gone. Hillary won. And so we would be completely marginalized. I can't even imagine what they would be saying about us, how they would be depicting us. I can't imagine how conservatism, how big of a step backwards we would have taken had Hillary Clinton won. It's on a scale that honestly, we could sit here and riff on it. We could all do it together. Kevin, you know, call in the show, which by the way, the number is to call the show is 844-551-8255. But we could sit here and we could theorize, and we could not get to the level. I'm telling you, unless you say this, we would be done. That's as close you're going to get to it. Because they would start unraveling us little by little. They would, everything that we said against Hillary Clinton would be debunked. All of those things are gone. Everything that we said about Barack Obama would be gone. We would get no peek behind the curtain. We would know nothing at all about the spying that these people have done. We would know nothing about how they're attempting to connect Donald Trump to the Russians. With everything that they've had at their disposal, they couldn't do it. We would be toast. So we get the circus. That's what they call it. The circus. We are embroiled in the midst of a circus because, you know what? Donald Trump is a clown. That's what they're trying to tell you. But it's bigger than that. It isn't that Donald Trump is a clown. You are a clown. And let me tell you how they're continuing to try to clown you. By the way, that's a kind of a ghetto saying. We say, man, shut up. Man, they clowning you. When I was a kid, that's what we would say. Man, you gay clowning you. And they are. They're trying to clown us. Let me tell you why. They are telling you right now that Donald Trump's poll numbers for his performance stink. They tell you that you should believe nothing. There's nothing good. The only thing that can come out of Donald Trump today is the fact that, and there's a new development. I'll get to that in a second. The fact that he's in cahoots with the Russians. Forget that they can prove it. The narrative, the narrative, the narrative. That's it. So there's been a little bit of a shift to O'Reilly, which is a whole other subject with Fox News. But he's connected to Trump. Because O'Reilly is starting to say, you know what? This Russian thing is ridiculous. It's really pointing more at Susan Rice, blah, blah, blah. So now they got another guy to go after. But everything that they do is to go after Trump. Ultimately, it's to go after you. That's what it ultimately is. So let me just tell you how crazy it's gotten. One article, I just read the headline. They said, this was the headline. Trump modeling agency might shut down. Really? I didn't even know there was a Trump modeling agency. I'm not surprised by it. I don't know how people understand how these businesses start up to get people's names. So here's what probably happens if there is a Trump modeling agency. Donald Trump, who does pageants, or used to, I don't know if he still does, but he did pageants. So he's obviously around lots of pretty girls. So if he's going backwards from buying Miss America or Miss Universe, whichever one he was, I don't know what it was, Miss USA, then he would probably say, you know what? There's a training ground to get to this, so I'm going to go backwards and support this, and I'll actually have a conveyor belt that feeds the bigger business. And so he starts Trump modeling agency because he runs into somebody who runs a business like that, and he says, you know what? I'll put my name on it. You run it. I'll walk away. You're doing pretty good, but we'll put my name on it and see what happens. And some people would jump at that. Man, I'll be the marketer of Trump ties. I'd love to. So they do it. But then Donald Trump walks away. And the only thing he's going to do is oversee. And if it's big enough, he'll keep his hand in it. He'll say, let's figure out how to do it. If it's not, it's yours to make successful or to fail, because he's giving you his blessing as far as a brand. Let Donald Trump give me a brand with Trump on it and watch what I do with it. But the media says, it might shut down. It's a failure. These people are investing in the idea that Donald Trump fails. He must fail. And I'm going to get to a bigger picture part of this a little later in the broadcast, because I'm just kind of setting it up. That even in something so small that, quite frankly, probably would not see the light of day if it were anybody else. If it were Barack Obama's modeling agency fails, it would be, so what? Everything Barack Obama does fails. That wouldn't even be news. But you wouldn't, even if it were something that he could be successful at and it failed, the media wouldn't report it. But they want to tell you even the smallest detail. And I'm about to explain in greater detail why they're doing that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Chris Romero is a gay conservative. He just published a piece over at the Hill newspaper saying the real threat to gays in this country isn't President Trump, it's radical Islam. Here's part of what he wrote. While the faux battle over bathrooms rages on, a real war in the lives of LGBT people is being waged by Islamic extremists who have pledged the global elimination of LGBT people. Just this week, ISIS released photos of extremists in the Iraqi city of Mosul throwing a gay man to his death from the top of a building in the city.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I only play that clip to highlight the idea that Barack Obama is helping Muslims and gays, which is antithetical because Muslims kill gays. Donald Trump is trying to bring in peaceful, if I don't even know if that exists, but this peaceful idea of Muslims, maybe those that don't practice Islam, and really placate, effectively save gays' lives. Because if you play this liberalism to its logical conclusion, gays are going to go back in the closet big time. Now, I'm putting that in the perspective of how they're beating down Donald Trump on everything that he does. And I'm going to play another clip here in just a second, because Donald Trump responded on Syria. And this is a more serious piece of what I was leading into in the previous segment, is that Donald Trump has been a rock star so far. Everything that Donald Trump has done leading up to, well, almost everything, leading up to where he is right now, has been based on sound logic. You limit the number of terrorists you bring into your country in the way of radical Islamists, because we've seen what they do in other countries. By the way, limiting them also protects women. So you would think that the women's movement would go, you know what, this is great. Donald Trump is protecting the virtue of women. Look, I mean, they talk about rape culture in America. Look at rape culture in the Middle East. But the women are silent. Gays are finally waking up, and that's why you're in that clip I just played. There was a gay guy who's, I think he's over GoProud, which is a gay conservative group, and he's saying it makes no sense for us not to support Donald Trump, who is not allowing a
theocracy known as Islam to come over and effectively kill us. I mean, what was that post? The nightclub? And all of this fits logically. The idea of not allowing mass illegal immigration is a logical thing. So why do they fight him? The logic of Donald Trump being an accomplished person with an amazing family, with lots of friends. I defy you to name me five Barack Obama friends. Five. I'm not talking about political appointees, and I'll throw in Valerie Jarrett for fun. Give me four more that you go, man, they were really good friends. They were either crooked business deals with him. I'm talking about people that hung out with this man routinely. They go, man, okay, I'll throw in Reggie Love since you're going to give me a note. Yeah, I'll throw in Reggie Love. Give me three more really close friends of Barack Obama, people that would bail this guy out of jail prior to him becoming president. This was a guy in 2004 that couldn't get cab money back, didn't have enough money for cab to get back home from the DNC convention that launched him. Just putting it in perspective, folks. So we've got an accomplished guy that's working on logic versus an unaccomplished guy who didn't do a thing for America, never has and never will, and we're fighting against the left. That should tell, I'm telling you, that's more powerful than any enemy we face, is when you can't even convince the knuckleheads inside, who are your brothers and sisters, that this dude is crazy. That I'm talking about Barack Obama. And that, in their delusion, in this state of psychosis that they're in, they can't see that Donald Trump's doing amazing stuff. I mean, we just gave the jobs report. If I were, I would hold up the jobs report. This would be my litmus test. I'd hold up the jobs report, and if a liberal says something wrong, I'd slap him in the lips. What are you talking about? This guy is a rock star. 3 months of job growth, well beyond anything that Barack Obama would have expected. And don't tell me it's because of Barack Obama, because it isn't. But I want to play this clip and get more into detail around this stuff with Syria, because this is the more important issue around Trump right for today.
The actions by the Assad regime cannot be tolerated. The United States stands with our allies across the globe to condemn this horrific attack.
So that was Donald Trump. Did I say Donald? Donald Trump making a statement about Syria and specifically Assad. And he called the attack an affront to humanity. So now we take Donald Trump away from the issues regarding America, just our continent issues, if you will, and we put him on the world stage. And the left have been waiting for this. See, this now means Donald Trump has been forced to act presidential. He's been acting businesslike up to this point. Now, we who want to see government run its business, we're very pleased. We're like, this is great. I don't care about style. The guy doesn't have to look like Kennedy and, okay, which, you know, they're two different people, two different styles. He doesn't have to look like Reagan. He's getting stuff done. Donald Trump makes billionaire look blue collar. And I think that's a problem for the left. They want him to be very, very bourgeois. You know, we can do it. I don't understand. They like that. That's what the left enjoys. But so, back to this. Donald Trump has been running this country like a business. And now, he has to become presidential because he's on the world stage. When you start talking about people killing other people with chemicals, that's not the type of thing that business really deals with. So, Trump is going to have to make this transition. And leftists are waiting with bated breath. Folks, let me tell you something. There hasn't been this much hope for failure since Barack Obama got elected. And I'm going to tell you, this is far worse. Here's what Huffington Post wrote. For those who held out hope that the title of Commander-in-Chief would transform Donald Trump into a serious student of foreign policy, Wednesday's Rose Garden news conference must have been sobering. forced to confront several global crises. Trump instead blamed others for the world's problems and assured his audience that only he had secret plans. Now, let me tell you, what's funny about that is Barack Obama was the king of blaming other people.
Hey, well, I inherited this mess. I could have done better. But look at what I got. Look at what I inherited.
That became his mantra. I inherited this mess. I inherited this mess. And I said, there was a part of me that said, I hope the next president doesn't do it. But then there's a part of me that says, no. I'm glad Trump does it. I'm glad he says, you talk economy? What economy? I inherited a mess. Healthcare? What healthcare? I inherited a mess. I want somebody that's going to do exactly to the left what they've been doing to us for the last 8 years. Barack Obama for 8 years effectively said, up until the day he left office, I inherited a mess. There were times when Barack Obama would talk after his first term, you would think he hadn't even been president. So the left want Donald Trump to fail. They said, the main news, Trump's admission that he's now rethinking his position on the Syrian war after seeing photos of victims of a chemical weapons attack allegedly conducted by President Bashar Assad. I like to think to myself as a very flexible person. I don't have to have one specific way. And if the world changes, I go the same way. I don't change. Well, I do change. And I am flexible, Trump said. What happened yesterday is unacceptable to me. Now, what's funny about this is that's a reasonable thing. You have ideas about the way the world works. And there are things that will challenge those ideas. That is the beauty of life. That's what we expect as human beings. That's how you grow. But when Trump says, you know what, I went into this thing thinking Assad was this type of person, but for him to do this makes me now rethink it. To hear the left tell it,
whoa, look at Donald Trump, he's changing his mind.
That is what leaders do, but they do it for the right reasons. What the left does, I mean, the logic of Donald Trump saying, look, I thought the guy was a good guy. If you're having an internal struggle and you've got to solve your problems, you got to figure that out. But when you do something that targets women and children and is also something that we've now as a world have said, this is not the thing we do, I'm going to rethink my position on you. There's nothing wrong with that. That's logical. But they got to make this guy look stupid. They got to make him look silly. They got to make him look like he's unhinged. And then they're saying, well, what's he going to do? As if Donald Trump should lay out the strategy, because they're used to Barack Obama saying,
well, we're going to meet with the United Nations and we're going to create a committee. And these are atrocities and we would look into it. And,
because that's what Barack Obama does. More on this when we get back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
The world is a mess. I inherited a mess. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is The Kevin Jackson Show. Those were the words of America's 45th president, who did indeed inherit a mess. Here's what we're talking about the Assad regime releasing chemical weapons on his citizens, and the media having a fit now because they want Donald Trump to get involved. They want him on the world stage. And let me tell you why they want Donald Trump on the world stage. Because he's doing such a good job on the United States stage. They need him to fail.
And here's the thing about the world stage. How do you know winners and losers? Unless it's a war, like World War II, and we beat the crap out of the Krauts, then nobody knows if you win or you lose, because it's all speculation. It's when somebody says, well, should we raise interest rates? Should we lower interest rates? And the economists go, half of the economists say we should raise them. Half of them say we should lower them, which means half of them are going to be right in any given time. Which means Donald Trump will never be right, because it doesn't matter what he does on the world stage. The left can criticize it, because there's no way to measure. What's going to happen? Is peace going to break out in Syria? Will there be peace in the Middle East? No other president has had to do it. Barack Obama had 8 years to deal with Assad in Syria. What did he do? Nothing. You think they're looking at it going, well, Barack Obama, he's a failure in Syria. No. They just look at it as, well, Barack Obama in Syria? And what was that that happened in sports the other day? They don't care. Now there'll be a measuring stick. And you know what? I hope Trump figures out a way to measure. If he says, here's how we're going to measure what happens in Syria. And I don't know what that's going to be. I've given you what my opinion is. You remember? Did you take notes in class that day? I said, Donald Trump, if he's as smart as I believe him to be, he'll say to Syria, look, you do what you want to do, but you're going to be isolated, because I'm going to isolate you with my big economy. That's the one thing that Donald Trump can molest the world with, is you, the American economy. Unzip his jacket and go, boom. Here it is. Check it out. He holds his big old gut and goes, there's the economy. Oh, man. So, look, I don't know what's going to happen here. None of us have a crystal ball. Donald Trump's entitled to change his mind about what he feels about Assad, how he feels Russia should handle it. Here's what I'll tell you, though. I'd much rather have Donald Trump in the midst of these negotiations than I would a piker like Barack Obama. See, we got sold this concept that Barack Obama was so good, and I'm going to come back to the left, and I'll come back to you as well and say, prove it. Show me where Barack Obama took American foreign policy and made it great. Unless we were buying it, and even with buying American foreign policy, I'll ask you, are we any better off? You feel safer around the world than before we were spending billions of dollars in practically every country to buy them off? The answer is no. Do you? But as much as you can talk about Mexico and the United States sending billions of dollars to Mexico, you are less safe in Mexico under Barack Obama than you've ever been in your life. You are less safe in Europe as an American than you have ever been in your life, in Africa, in Asia, Australia. Anywhere you have, there's nowhere you were safer because we've been buying our way out. Nothing. You think Barack Obama handled Russia so great? Great. So they went into Crimea, they annexed Ukraine. What did he do? Poland is shaking. They're like, I hope Putin doesn't come here next. They're afraid. I know that firsthand. Where? Europe has been run over. What? Just tell me where the safe zones are anywhere in the world. The civilized world. Where does it exist anymore? All these different countries that want to create these third world Muslim armpits because we've been exporting exactly what Assad is doing. We've allowed the most cruel people in the world to spread. That would be like going to your doctor and saying, listen, I've got cancer, and I was hoping you could have it attack my lymph nodes. Or, hey, even better, my pancreas. Could you take the cells that are affecting my skin and put that into my pancreas? Because I'd like to be terminally ill within 6 months. That's what we've done. Trump said, the world is a mess. I inherited a mess.
Unbelievable. So a reporter pushed Trump to look forward on Syria. He did finally acknowledge that he had a responsibility, and he carried it very proudly, is what this article says. But what that responsibility entailed was left entirely unclear. Trump raised the possibility of military retaliation against the Assad regime. It crossed a lot of lines for me, he said of the attack. When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines beyond the red line, many, many lines. But as soon as he put retaliation on the table, he muddied the waters, is what this article says, failing to explain what the consequences would be for crossing these many, many lines. Instead, he presented an excuse cribbed from his campaign rhetoric that he doesn't like to reveal what he plans to do. They call that an excuse. It's an excuse. He's making excuses. He won't tell Assad what he's going to do. Why doesn't he tell the world what the plan is? Now, certainly you don't want me to answer that, right? Don't be looking at me. Says, one of the things I think you've noticed about me is militarily, I don't like to say where I'm going and what I'm doing. And what's funny to me is the press is they've got this thing like, if you don't tell us, then, you know, it can't be legitimate, whatever you do. If Trump were to go in right now, and I don't want him to, look, I don't know about regime change with Assad, because the problem with these countries like that we're dealing with here is you take out one puppet dictator and you replace him with somebody worse. So I don't know what you do, but I think there are ways to threaten people to wake them up in such a way that they're like, okay, I get it. It's kind of like when Reagan shot the missile at Gaddafi and almost killed him, and Gaddafi just shut it down for at least a decade. He just, I get it. Hey, Ronnie, don't be so serious, baby. Hold on, you know. That's what it might take. It might take somebody getting to Assad, getting close enough and saying, you do realize I could have just killed you. I work for Trump. See ya. You know, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I've been embroiled in just business. In business, when I was ever called in for consulting, we weren't talking about taking people out. So it's a little out of my wheelhouse. But I could get there. I could figure it out. I think I could kind of say, hey, here's how you might go about it. There are people better at that than I am, I'll be honest with you, because I don't think about stuff like that. Here's what the article continues. Perhaps Trump does believe in strategic vagueness. There is something to be said about strategic vagueness. It is a real strategy. When your parents say things like, well, you're going to get a punishment. You're like, what is it? We'll see. And you're like, oh, gosh, man, I just wish they'd tell me. There's something about that. He goes on, in keeping allies and foes alike, guessing at what the U.S. policy will be. But here's where you don't have to guess. See, when you have to guess with a leftist, you're going, either they're going to pull out, like Barack Obama does, announce the day and the hour and the minute, and just have insurgents ready to take over, or they're just going to cut and run immediately. Those are your choices. You know Barack Obama was never going to stand firm with you. He was not going to stand tall with you, especially when it came to the Muslims, because he warned us, if the wind blows in the way of Islam, I'm going that way. And he proved it every single time. What you do know about Donald Trump and his what they call strategic vagueness is it will always represent the interests of the United States and its allies. That you know. That's the cool thing about being. See, that's what I talk about your core, the core of conservatism. I don't need to know the nuances of who you are. As long as I know your core is conservative, we're good. We're not going to agree on everything. You may not agree with what Trump decides to do here. But you can know this, America first.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.